What are some slang expressions for money?
Dough, scratch, bread.
Scratch? I gotta make some scratch?
Yeah.
What do you call the place where you can take your TV down and sell it for $10?
Pawn shop.
Uh-huh. Any other name for that?
No, I like pawn shop.
Do you know any slang or common general terms for wine?
For wine? No, I really don't.
Nothing other than the brand names?
Yeah, just brand names.
Alright.
Except vino, perhaps.
Yeah, okay. Is there a particular section of Birmingham where drunks or derelicts tend to hang out more than in other sections?
Yeah, I guess there are a couple of sections. One area that's used to be as bad, it's not maybe as bad anymore, around the bus stations is a good place. Used to be a place called the Racetrack, which was part of the city from, say, 17th Street down to 24th Street.
Were you talking about north or south?
North, between 2nd and 3rd Avenue, and at Halloween and times like that. Everybody would go downtown and drive around these streets. It was called the Racetrack. Well, on 17th Street, on 24th Street side, used to be bad about drunks and panhandlers and people like that hanging around. I'd say 4th Avenue is probably prone to attract those type of people. I don't know particularly why.
That's where we are right now.
Right. Yeah. And 8th Avenue, because it's a highway up, you know. So, you know, there's a lot of interstate traffic going through there.
And how would that tend to attract drunks and derelicts?
Well, if they've been able to pick up a ride, you know, they'd be probably put out along that street.
Oh, I see. That's interesting. With this area, this 23rd Street, 4th Avenue area you're talking about, ever been referred to as Skid Row?
I don't know. It might have once. There's not really, I don't think there's really a specific Skid Row in Birmingham. There's some little patches. Places here and there.
Have you heard of Skid Row in other towns?
Yeah.
Where?
No, I mean just generally. I've heard of Skid Row.
What is a common term for pornographic film?
Blue movie.
Yeah.
Hardcore.
How about the place where it's shot?
Porn shop.
Or a theater.
Or a porn movie house.
How about X-rated?
Or X-rated, yeah.
Well, what do you call the guy who delivers your mail?
Mailman.
And the guy who picks up the garbage? Or is that
his guy? Garbage man.
What do you say a person has if he's able to gain favors from City Hall?
Pull influence.
What do you call, say this person gets his friend a job with City Hall, but it's not really a job. The guy draws a salary, but he doesn't do anything. What does he call?
I don't know, feather better, I guess.
Oh, that's cute. Have you heard of a pay roller?
No. That would be unusual for here, since the city is under civil service. It would be most unusual to have that kind of situation. That sounds like more what you have in a patronage type situation when you have mayor appointing large numbers of jobs.
And that this isn't the case?
No.
Tell me what you mean by it.
It means that all the jobs are posted through a civil service for the personnel board. They're drawn up, you've got job descriptions, you've got salaries, there are open competitions, and they're appointed through take tests, you know, and you qualify for the jobs. Yeah.
Is it a different exam for the state than the federal?
I really don't know. It's possible, I assume it is. As a matter of fact, this is not state, this is city.
What
or
city?
Jefferson County. It's just Jefferson County personnel board. And they hire not only for Birmingham, but for Jefferson County and any other city over 5,000.
Is that a good idea?
It's heavy.